declare the meeting open at 1 PM. Announcement of visitors, nil. Record of attendance, myself, councillor Sadeer is called in, he cannot be present. Councillor Ian Baird is emailed, he cannot be present. Councillor Chrissy Tucker is here, councillor Jill Dwyer, councillor Sue Wesley and councillor Andrew Tucker are present. There are 3 staff members. Yep. Response to previous public questions taken on notice, nil. Public question time, nil. Approved leave of absence, nil. Disclosures of interest, nil. Notice of items to be discussed behind closed doors, rates write-off, dead tenants. 9, confirmation, receival of minutes. 9.1, confirmations of minutes provided on a separate cover. Officers' recommendation that minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on 27th November 2025 be confirmed as true and correct record. Can I have a mover? Councillor Christy Tucker, seconder. Councillor Andrew Tucker. Those that wish to speak for, those that wish to speak against, all those in favour, carried. 10, petitions, deputations, presentations, nil. 11, announcement by a presiding member without discussion, president report is to be tabled. 12, reports of committees, nil. 13, reports of officers. 13.1, finance reports. The officer's recommendation that the statement of financial activity for the period ended on 30th of November 2025 as attached be received. Can I have a mover? Councillor Christy Tucker. Seconder. Councillor Jill Dwyer. Those that wish to speak for, those that wish to speak against, all those in favour, carried. 13.1.2, list of monthly payments, November 2025. The list of payments for the month of November 2025 totaling $569,153.46, being one electronic funds transfer from EFT 10740 to EFT 10833. Payments from municipal funds totaling $391,642.82. 2, direct debit payments from municipal funds totaling $52,342.09. Payroll payments from the municipal funds totaling $117,983.01. Credit card payments for the state month of November 2024 from the municipal funds totaling $5,048.99. Fuel card payments from the municipal funds totaling $2,136.55 be received. Can I have a mover? Councillor Christy Tucker. A seconder? Councillor Jill Dwyer. Those that wish to speak for, those that wish to speak against.
I just have a question.
Yep.
I'm just going to bring this up as an example. The rare earths carrying dinner for the vet program wasn't $710, it was $350. So I'm just wondering.
There's probably another.
No, one joined. Oh, yeah. So they're all joined
up? Yeah.
Okay. I was just making sure.
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah. All those in favour?
Not me.
Carry. 'Have a look at the orange folders, that'll.
Beautiful.
Yeah. All the EFTs are in there. 13.2, administration reports. 13.2.1, annual reports and electors general meeting. Officers' officer's recommendation that the electors' general meeting for the financial year 2024-25 be held on the 6th of February 2026, commencing at 5 p.m. in the Menzies Town Hall.
So, right. Mr. President, recommendation one is that the annual report for the financial year 2024-25 as attached be accepted. And recommendation two is what you've just read out. So that one there, that's the recommendation one.
On the agenda,
Yeah. Page 57.
Yeah.
Recommendation one.
Sorry. Officer's recommendation that the annual report for financial year 2024-25 as attached be accepted. Can I have a mover? Councillor Jill Dwyer. Seconder. Councillor Sue Wesley. Those that wish to speak for, those that wish to speak against, all those in favour, carried. That's a cut. Officer's recommendation two, that the electors' general meeting for the financial year 2024-25 be held on the 6th of February 2026, commencing at 5 p.m. in the Menzies Town Hall. Can I have a mover? Councillor Jim Dwyer. Seconder. Councillor Sue Leslie. Those that wish to speak for, those that wish to speak against, all those in favour, carried.
Page 122.
Okay. 13.2.2, review of policy 1.1.3, volunteer code of conduct. Officer's recommendation that policy 1.1.3, volunteer code of conduct as attached, be endorsed without amendment except for the 8th update of the policy number. Mover, please. Councillor Christie Tucker. Seconder. Councillor Andrew Tucker. Those that wish to speak for, those that wish to speak against, all those in favour, carried. Mm-hmm. 13.2.3, review of policy 3.8, ordinary council meeting. Officer's recommendation that policy 3.8, ordinary council meeting, as attached, be repealed. Can I have a mover? Councillor Jill Dwyer. Seconder. Councillor Christie Tucker. Those that wish to speak for, those that wish to speak against, all those in favour, carried. 13.2.4, review of policy 4.1, budget preparation timetable. Officer's recommendation that 1. Current policy 4.1, budget preparation timetable be attached, be repealed. The new policy number 2, 4.1, budget process timetable as attached, be endorsed. Can I have a mover? Councillor Jill Dwyer, a seconder. Councillor Sue Wesley. Those that wish to speak for, those that wish to speak against, all those in favour, carried. 13.2.5, review of policy 4.5, credit card. officer's recommendation that policy 4.5 credit card as attached be endorsed with minor amendments to position titles to reflect the current organisational structure. Honourable mover, Councillor Christie Tucker. Seconder, Councillor Andrew Tucker. Those wish to speak for, those wish to speak against, all those in favour? Carried. Point 2.6, review of policy 3.2, events and professional development expenses. Officer's recommendation that policy 1 policy 3.2, conference meetings and training attendance and expenses be repealed. 2, the new policy 1.12, events and professional development expenses as attached be endorsed. A mover? Councillor Christie Tucker. A seconder? Councillor Jill DeWore. Those that wish to speak for, those that wish to speak against, all those in favour? Carried. 13.2.7, review of policy 4.6, debt recovery, outstanding rates and sundry debitors. Officer's recommendation that current policy 4.6, debt recovery, outstanding rates and sundry debitors be repealed and a new policy 4.6, debt recovery, outstanding rates and sundry debitors as attached be endorsed. Honourable mover? Councillor Jill Dwyer. Seconder. Councillor Chrissy Tucker. Those that wish to speak for, those that wish to speak against, all those in favour? Carried. 13.2.8, review of policy 12.1, plant replacement program. Now, mover, Councillor Christie Tucker. Seconder, Councillor Jill DeWire. Well, I want to talk about it. You were talking about changing it?
Yeah, Mr. President, the suggestion is that the CEO's vehicle be changed from a Toyota Prado to a 300 Series GXL or equivalent, only on the basis that the Prados aren't quite, they're not quite suited for the purpose that we utilise the vehicles for these days.
Yeah, no worries. So
Councillor's happy for us to put in an amendment for that?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. Spoke for. Anyone want to speak against? All those in favour? Carry. 13.2.9, review of policy 12.5, private works. Officer's recommendation that update policy 12.5, private works as attached be endorsed. Can I have a mover? Councillor Christie Tucker. Seconder? Councillor Andrew Tucker. Those that wish to speak for, those that wish to speak against, all those in favour? Carried. 13.2.10, review of policy 12.7, bus hire. The updated policy 12.7, bus hire as attached be endorsed. Councillor mover, Councillor Christie Tucker. Seconder, Councillor Jill DeWire. Those that wish to speak for, Those that wish to speak against? All those in favour? Carried. 13.2.11, adoption of policy for annual end of year employee allowance. Officers' recommendation that the new policy 5.8 end of year allowance as follows. One, purpose. The purpose of this policy is to recognise and reward employees for their contributions throughout the year by providing an annual allowance.
Mr. President, I might just suggest that we'll take the recommendation as being read by councillors rather than having to read.
I didn't realise it was that much.
To read 2.5 pages of recommendation.
I agree. Can I have a mover? Councillor Christie Tucker. Seconder? Councillor Andrew Tucker. Those that wish to speak for? Those that wish to speak against? All those in favour? Carried. 14, motions of which previous notice has been given? Nil. 15, new business of urgent nature? Nil. 16, behind closed doors confidential reports, rates write-off dead tenement, 16.1. This agenda item is confidential in accordance with section 5.23-2 of the Local Government Act 1995, which permits the meeting to be closed to the public for business relating to the following. E, a matter that is disclosed would reveal. 3, information about the business, professional, commercial, or financial affairs of a person where the trade secret or information is held or is about a person other than the local government. Officers' recommendation that in accordance with section 5.23-2 of the Local Government Act 1995, the meeting be closed to members of the public to consider item 16.1, write-off dead tenements. Can I have a mover? Councillor Christie Tucker. Seconder? Councillor Andrew Tucker. Those that wish to speak for? Those that wish to speak against? All those in favour? Carried.